Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Clint Sterner and the show on Sports Radio 610 with the 5 o'clock fire.
Yes, it is 5 o'clock, and hopefully you are all off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty and Show have the latest for you, and we are live out here celebrating things. And Clint, this is the 2021 Hall of Fame, Houston Hall of Fame class, Sports Hall of Fame class we have been able to talk to. Now we just got told who the next class will be. And Patty, if you were on earlier, gave us a hint. She said, deuces are wild. Deuces are wild. And here are the three latest members that will be inducted into the Houston Sports Hall of Fame. And that is Clyde Drexler, who I guessed, 22, and many people guessed on the text line. Cheryl Swoops, former Houston Comet, won championships here, and also Texas Tech Red Raider. And then Roger Clemens, former Astro, former and just Texan all around. Those are the three in the 2022 class. These classes have been fantastic, and this is another real great Houston class.
Yeah, man, it's wild because when you think she can't outdo herself, she does it. I mean, it's one of those where year to year, you know, the not just the individual, but the entire class is just special. Here's the deal is, you know, there's a lot of Hall of Fames around the country, and they're always looking for one guy that, hey, who can headline this class? You know, one guy or one gal that can headline the class and sell tickets. And here, you know, I've been a part of a few of them, covered a few of them, and it just seems like there's never a need to go, hey, well, who's going to sell tickets this week or who's going to sell tickets this year? Patty finds a way to just knock it out of the park every year, and looks like that one right there is going to be the next one in line.
All right. This is a fantastic group. Next year, hopefully, we're able to talk to them. And here's the funny thing. I think I've almost already ticked off Clyde Drexler before.
Oh, that's good. I hope he don't remember.
Working in Kansas City.
Well, the good thing is you've lost half your body, so he won't remember.
Well, he said something, and you know me. I forgot who I was talking to, and it was asinine to me.
Yeah.
He said there was a player at the University of Houston that was the best basketball player he's ever played with. I said, you played with Hakeem Olajuwon and Michael Jordan on the Dream Team. He said, better than them both. I said, you got to be kidding me, Clyde. And it's the first time I ever met him. We were on TV in Kansas City, and I said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry that I just disrespected you. But I couldn't take it. I was just like, there's no way this basketball player you played with at U of H that was not Hakeem Olajuwon was better than Jordan and Olajuwon. And he said, I'm telling you, he was. I guess I'd sit there and argue with Clyde Drexler about who is best. This class, who jumps out to you as growing up for you as a kid in Baytown?
Oh, Roger.
Is it Roger?
Yeah, it's Roger for me. I was a big baseball guy coming up. His days at UT with the Longhorns, and then obviously no matter what team he was with in major leagues, I was following. And so, I would say Rogers, but Roger Clemens. But you look at, they're all obviously well deserving of the honor for sure.
Yeah, it's a great class, and this has been a great event, and a great event that they will continue
to push forward as we've enjoyed it here.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, and the news with the Texans, Clint. Sources still one that the NFL has the Texans have placed Tyrod Taylor and Nico Collins on IR, so they will miss at least 3 weeks, and it looks like Danny Amendola will miss 2 to 3 weeks. And I think the big thing that jumps out to me with this, and we're starting to see these injuries pile up for the Texans, and I got to give it to you. It's something that you talked about and we talked about a lot in the offseason coming forward, is when you build a team the way that Nick Caserio and the Texans decided to build a team, and that is getting veteran guys that have become cheaper because they've had injury issues in the past, you may run into moments where you start missing guys. Now, I don't know if we thought it would be the first 8 quarters of the season, but you start to look at it, man, these are multiple starters that they have gone down, and multiple guys, Clint, that have had history of injuries. When you look at Tyrod Taylor, Vincent Taylor, Kevin Pierre-Lewis, all of those guys have had seasons end being placed on IR before.
Yeah, look, man, when you choose to go the veteran route, you got problems. When you choose to go the young route, you've got problems. And the veteran, the Texans, Nick Caserio, they decided out of the gate to go the veteran route, and that problem that comes with going that route is obviously you got some injury-prone players. You got players that are on 1 or 2 year deals for a reason. You got some players that are inexpensive for a reason, and it's usually not because they're not talented. It's more so because they're injury prone, and there's something suspect in their health, if you will, that it's that when you go that route, it happens. So one, the Texans signed up for, you know, what they're going through right now, just generally speaking on the roster, and then when you look at the wide receiver position, you know, their decision to keep ultimately 4 wide receivers on the roster and 5 running backs on the roster out of the gate, I think they ask for this type of situation to be a problem. Unfortunate that it's week 2, but I think this is something that you could understand happening at some point in the season based off the decisions that the Texans themselves made.
Yeah, it's a crazy situation that they're in, and you know, we think about Tyrod Taylor as the injury that hurts the most, but those other ones are really, really strong here as well. But that's the latest here as we move on with the Texans.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Astros get going tonight, and speaking of the Astros, we are joined now by a Hall of Famer. Congratulations. Jeff Bagwell is with us, and he joins us here on Sports Radio 610. And man, from a guy who's from the Boston area, moving here. Did you see all of this coming forth for you, man? Hall of Fame with the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, and now the Houston Sports Hall of Fame.
Absolutely not. I mean, I was just I was in Double A, very fortunate to get traded over here. I got lucky. You know, at the time, it's like a devastating thing, especially being drafted by the team you grew up watching. And then to get traded during your Double A season when I didn't know anything about trades and all that kind of stuff. I was just playing baseball. And then to get traded to Houston was like, where the heck is Houston? I knew about Nolan Ryan and stuff like that. But, you know, I was a Red Sox fan, hated the Yankees. That's the only thing I knew. But to have that transpire, get a chance to play, and to be sitting here today with this kind of thing with the, you know, Houston Hall of Fame and the Baseball Hall of Fame and all that, I could have never imagined something like this.
How cool is it to go through it with Biggio, man? I mean, it's one thing to obviously have the career you had. I mean, it's unbelievable. But now it seems like almost in lockstep with Biggio, you guys are sharing some big-time moments here, man.
Well, it's the way it should be. You know, we played 15 years together, side by side. You know, we're synonymous with each other, which – you know, I can't think of a better guy to be synonymous with. I've told people forever, you know, when I was playing, I said, if you want to take your kid to watch a baseball game, tell him to watch number 7 because he plays the game the way it's supposed to. Whether he gets a hit or not, he runs everything out, plays hard, does everything right on the baseball field. And to be associated with him and, you know, to have all this with him, it just feels like it feels right.
It does. Jeff Bagwell with us, one of the newest inductees into the Houston Sports Hall of Fame. Many people think about your career with the Astros
and the majors. But, man, I'm really potentially excited about what could be moving forward for you. This broadcasting thing, you got this, Jim.
No, don't you say no.
You got this. We literally did a topic about you after you got in and you jumped in and did a couple of games. And I was like, this could be the Charles Barkley of baseball.
No, you were
saying whatever's on your mind.
And that's the best.
Actually, feel free to do that right now. I think you really got a future in this.
There's some things that they told me I can't say. And I said, okay, well, there's some good stuff. And I said, no, you can't say that. I said, well.
I try and tell stories.
I try and make jokes. I make fun of myself. I make fun of other people. I always have to make fun of Craig. I like to do all that kind of stuff. But when I talk about baseball, I try and be serious and talk about it how people can understand it. They got all these analytics stuff out there now where they throw all these different types of exit velocity and launch angle and all these different things. And I'm like, hey, man, we just care about getting hits. I don't care how – there's no such thing as a lucky hit. I'll take every hit I can get. Just I try and be basic like that, but I have a good time doing it. But to do this full-time, 162 games, if I was going to do that, I'd rather be on the field coaching.
Yeah. Jeff, what about the Astros right now, man? I mean, they're obviously, I don't know if there's 12 games left in the season. I think probably a bit of a surprise from the standpoint of this lineup. I think there's a serious conversation to be had about how they're as good, if not better, than the 17 lineup or the 19 lineup. Mm-hmm. There's obviously some surprises, in the starting rotation with some young guys that are pitching really well. How do you feel about this team going into the playoffs, man, and making a legitimate run? And on top of that, how do they do it?
I feel great about them. I think the acquisitions we made in the trading deadline with Graveman, Montero got hurt, but we got some guys in Maton, Garcia that we got with the guys that we already have. Our guys are proven. When we get into the playoffs, our guys go into a different level. Correa gets better. Altuve gets better. Bregman gets better. You mix in Alvarez. You're mixing in Tucker now. All our guys up and down the lineup, they just change, and they have been there before. They've heard the boos all year long. They're used to that. They love the big moments. And our young pitchers will keep us in every baseball game for our offense to take over. So I feel great about our opportunity.
Quick thing before we get out. Postseason, who's your starting center fielder for the Astros, and who's pitching game one?
Well, I mean, it's probably going to be Lance McCullers, I would think, or Fromber, either one of those two.
For you?
It doesn't matter to me. I need a guy that's going to go out there and give us – I don't want to see five innings. I'd like to see seven. Both of those guys can do it. Sometimes they've been a little sporadic, but it's a different animal when you get in the playoffs. And the concentration, like if you watched Fromber pitch last night, his concentration, where he was taking deep breaths on the mound, he had that extra gear. Lance has that in him too. And that was the other question?
And then center fielder.
Center fielder. Well, I think a lot of that's going to depend on the type of pitcher we're facing. If you're going to see a high fastball pitcher, say from Chicago, I think Myers plays. Somebody that throws breaking balls and down in the strike zone, you might see McCormick play. McCormick hits the ball down well, Myers hits the ball up. And I think Dusty will make a decision on those two guys on who will play center field.
Well, once again, congratulations,
I'm sold.
I want you to be sold. I am too.
Sold. You sold me. If I didn't hear you say that right now, I'm talking about the center field.
I've been trying to tell him about a platoon.
Oh, hell, now you're going to take
it. I tried to tell you, and you said, no, I just want Myers.
I didn't like the one hits lefties better than righties, and you look at the batting average, you go, well, one has a larger sample size. And one,
right.
Come on, man. But now you put it that way, high fastball, low off-speed stuff. Now I can get down with that.
The other thing that you have to have, and the most important thing, is because of our lineup, I need the center fielder to catch everything he's supposed to catch. Yep. I can't have anything fall in gaps and stuff like that that shouldn't. So whoever is the best player that's going to catch the ball, to me, is number one priority. The hitting is secondary.
All right, Jeff, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate
again.
It. Thanks for having me.
Enjoy your night and that big old ring you got on your finger. Oh, my goodness alive. That's it. All right, that's the Hall of Famer, Jeff Bagwell, jumping in with us and made 5 o'clock fire even more fire than it is normally. Let's get into what he's talking about. Framber Valdez, you said you saw that dog in him last night.
Hey,
let's discuss that.
We've got the same eyes, man. Me and Jeff Bagwell got
you
the same eyes.
To,
we
don't
see
have
the game through the
eyes.
Same lens.
Clint, you're lying. You
yes,
don't have
do.
The same eyes. We're out.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here's Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, Dusty Baker, the manager of the Astros, as they beat down the Angels 10-0 last night behind
Fernando
Valdez. That is a lot of hits, Dusty. This was what he said about his starting pitcher last night who stepped up in a big way.
You know, he had an outstanding breaking ball, and, you know, he had his rhythm. Big time, it's the best game. That was similar to the Framber we saw last year. So, yeah, I mean, he gave us everything we needed.
That's Dusty. He gave them everything he needed, and that's what they need from him moving on in the postseason. You were real impressed by what you saw from Framber last night.
Yeah, look, I was very impressed, and not so much the seven innings and the dominance, right? The it was more about the moments. And for me, in the sixth inning, he's got Shohei Ohtani up, and it's a big moment in the game. Now, I can't remember if there was a runner on just first or first and second, but it was a big moment, 2-0 game at the time. And he just straight stood on the mound in the big moment and absolutely dealt to Shohei Ohtani. I mean, two big time pitches. To strike him out. At one point, he throws a curveball. It was high, but it was one of those where the ump could have given it to him, and he didn't. And it obviously bothered Framber, so he goes to the back of the mound. He squats down. He gathers his thoughts. Since me and Jeff Bagwell see the game through the same lens, Jeff said it was getting his breath, breathing, just good, calm, and collected. Same thing I saw. He stood back up there, and boom, he set Shohei Ohtani down. And in the seventh inning, he's up there. I believe it was still a 2-0 ball game. Maybe it was 3-0 at the time, but I think it was 2-0 ball game at the time. And he goes bases juiced, and he pitches his way out of a bind right there. And it was same similar thing. He was up there in the moment. He was in no way, shape, or form intimidated. And so that's the Framber that
they gotta have.
That they gotta have in the playoffs. And look, the seven innings. Shutout ball, all that was nice. But it was more about how he did it to me than it was about the numbers and about how many pitches he threw, over 100 pitches. It was watching that game. It was like, okay, this dude's getting dialed in at the right time.
That's what they gotta have, man.
Yeah,
they gotta. We just had Jeff Bagwell on, who was just talking about. And I asked him who would be his game one starter, and he said, right now McCullers or Framber, and he said he needs somebody that can go deep into games, that can go seven innings. And he's been in the playoff wars, Bagwell has, and Framber showed last year. I bet for me, it's hard for me to not connect with what we watched last year and how he was. And Dusty spoke about it. We need the Framber that was in the playoffs yeah. last year. And he was the guy that when you handed him the ball, you felt like you were in it. You yeah. could pitch with anybody that they had out there.
Right.
Anyone they threw out there, you could go toe-to-toe with them. And that's what they got to have from him, because I don't know if – I mean, do you feel that way? And I'll let the text line jump in. And, Tyler, do you feel that way with McCullers? Like, do you feel that way every time out with McCullers that you can go with anybody that they throw out there?
I don't know. I don't know exactly. But I know how I feel about McCullers. I know how I feel about McCullers. I feel like when he's on the mound, he's got that dog mentality.
Yeah.
Maybe to a degree,
and that's a part of it.
To me, that's it. That's, I mean, he's got nasty stuff. They've all been inconsistent at times throughout the year. They obviously have to get that dialed in. But there's just something about that dude that's toeing the rubber, that's staring down the barrel of one of the best hitters in baseball, that says, "I'm coming to get you." Like you bet. Thanks for coming to the plate, but I'm fixing to send you back to the dugout. And Lance McCullers and Framber Valdez, I believe, both have that. I think it's visual, and I, for one, greatly appreciate it and love to see it.
Yeah, I do too.
So does Dusty Baker and Jeff Bagwell. We all got a lot in common.
Could you stop with the – where is the you and Jeff Bagwell see the game through the same eyes? Where is that coming from?
I mean, the fact that you didn't see it – I mean, the fact that you didn't hear what he said.
Well,
I mean, I spent the first 2 hours of the show telling you about – I mean, it's on the rundown. Framber Valdez is the dog. His temperament's great. Last night was different. Last night – and he sits down and goes – we need the Framber we saw last night. It was different. He was calm, cool, calm, and cool. Yeah, same deal.
Yeah,
same deal. That's
of
all.
Of the two of us on this show, you've been the one who's been speaking highly of Framber for.
Oh, you're gonna somehow put this
year.
On you.
You're right. No,
you're gonna put this on. You can
right.
have Framber. I'll take Bagwell. There I'll we go.
No, I want Jeff.
I mean, look, I got receipts.
You got
receipts. It ain't hard. I got Odyssey, the Odyssey app, man. Download it. If you're not listening, if you don't have the Odyssey app downloaded, you need to download it. I don't know what you're waiting on. I'll forgive you this one time, but you can hit that rewind feature that they have on that Odyssey app, and you can catch.
You get everybody.
Bagwell,
we had Jeff
Biggio, Andre Johnson.
Yeah, yeah. We had a star-studded show, and us a star-studded show today here on Clint Sterner. I mean, it's a star-studded show every day, but it got picked up.
Appreciate
a little
you acknowledging
bit more.
That.
Talk about for myself, but no. Dusty put out the lineup today. You ready?
Are you going to do it?
I'm going to tell you what the lineup is.
That's the biggest drop. I know a little something about dropping the ball. That is the biggest drop of the ball by
that
Ron
really
the show
upsets
usually.
You. Well, I've heard
from listeners that say the one thing Ron needs to do is the lineups.
Let me sit
down. Let's go have a couple beers, and I may get you in trouble because there's several things he needs to do. But I agree with you that lineup read was money, and he just let it fall by the wayside, man.
Jose Altuve.
Died on the vine, baby.
Jose Altuve, Yuli, Alvarez is – luckily for you, Clint, Alvarez is in the outfield tonight.
Is he? You worried about him?
Yordan Alvarez, always. Correa, batting fourth, then Tucker, and then Diaz, my guy Surrey, your guy Jake Myers, and Maldonado. It's a lineup today. This is and Jose, whatever – I call him Urquidy, but Larry calls
Urquidy.
Larry calls him something else.
Urquidy.
There it is. Urquidy.
These are the lineups we're going to be looking at. Everybody, I bet you the rest of the way, somebody or multiple players are just going to get days off.
Well, here's the problem: is Dusty was pretty bold about it before, but now they've gone out there and these guys have absolutely
just
crushing. Yeah, they've just went to the plate and absolutely done work. And so now Dusty's probably going to get a little bit arrogant with that lineup and just go, hey,
look, I throw anybody in.
Hell, we can throw anybody in there. Got anybody else in the minors that want to come up and play a game for the Astros in the last 10 game stretch here?
Yeah, so that's the latest with the Astros. Framber seems to be rounding into shape. Clint Sterner, Ron, the show, Hughley. Hey, we didn't get to talk about a little bit of NFL stuff yesterday. I want to say the Cowboys, that's how they got to win. We've talked about Dallas and what they need to do and with the Cowboys, and I know there's some Cowboy fans out. That's how they got to win. The amount of throws that Dak had to make in week one against Tampa compared to him making 27 throws and being 21 of 27 for in the 250s, that's what they got to do.
Yeah.
That's how they got to play, and they rushed it for nearly 200 yards 31 times. That's got to be the way that the Cowboys approach this.
And look, you obviously can't do that against everybody. I mean, I'm not sitting here telling you that the best run defense in the game, the Buccaneers, you want to come up and you want to run it, you know, two-thirds of the time. That's just not
reality.
Yeah,
but how many times did Dak throw it against them?
But it's 58. It's not that it didn't work. It's that you abandoned the run via the plan.
Yeah.
Right? Zeke had four carries in the first half, and what I keep hearing is, oh, it's the best run defense. Who cares?
If you got Zeke, that's got to be, but that don't mean you stop.
You got a great offensive line. You got Zeke. Oh, well, the right guard was out. So what? I mean, it's easier to the whole right guard was out thing and linemen are missing thing. That's always interesting to me because, hell, show, you know this. What's easier, run blocking or pass blocking?
Run blocking.
Right.
Especially for aggressive guys moving forward, run blocking.
That's it. So your right guard's out, so we go out there and call 58 pass plays?
Yeah, you'd rather, hey, let's let Shaq, Shaq Barrett.
Yeah.
And then let's let him rush us as opposed, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's more of the recipe. There's no doubt about it. The funny thing about that game, show, was that if you flip the script and you look at Justin Herbert, throws a pick inside the end zone, actually. You know, a couple of times he takes big sacks when they're in field goal range.
Top five quarterback, people have said.
Ooh, no.
I've been arguing.
Ain't no way in hell.
Yep.
You keep arguing that because ain't no way in hell. Now, I had, but there's no top five. No, I mean,
no, we,
no, not, not we're
yet.
Not ready for that. No, there's no question about it. But you just he's got a chance to work his way out of some of the things that are holding the team back from winning. You just can't – like, you've got to capitalize on the opportunities when you get into the red zone. You can't turn the football over. You can't take big sacks. You can't have penalties. You can't play a careless, style of ball that's full of risk. It doesn't – very rarely does it win. Pat Mahomes does it at a very, very high level. That don't mean everybody else should try it, and it's okay if they do, for what it's worth.
Yeah. All right, the injury bug has continued to hit the Texans and hit the Texans at a position they don't need it being hit. We'll give you the latest on the injury report with the Texans.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's Clint Sterner and the show.
Oh, we've had a fantastic time out here with Hall of Famers out here. Check that Odyssey app. You can check it out. Throughout, Craig Biggio, Jeff Bagwell, Andre Johnson. It's been a great time here with us today. But there has been news with the Texans, and Clint, some of the news jumping through is really bad, especially at the receiver position. We knew Nico Collins was potentially going to be out for some time. Well, he's been put on IR. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. He's got to be out for at least 3 weeks, three games. And then Danny Amendola is reportedly going to be out for the next 2 to 3 weeks with a hamstring issue. And that hamstring issue, as you've talked about today, can be It could be 2 to 3 weeks, or hell, it could be longer, depending on how severe it is. So now you're at a situation where you know definitely two guys that you had penciled in last week aren't going to be there. Anthony Miller today, David Culley said, would be active. So that is a help. But they're in a bind at the receiver position, and it is definitely they're going to have to make some moves, not just for Thursday, but moves for the rest of the way.
Yeah, look, I think this is something that the Texans signed up for, unfortunately. They chose to keep a limited number of receivers on the roster at cut-down date 2 weeks ago. They decided to keep five running backs on the roster at cut-down date 2 weeks ago, and they made other positions a priority. And I think it's handcuffed them at this point in time. Now, luckily, they signed Danny Amendola off the streets 2 weeks ago, and he was able to contribute. But now, at 35 years old, now I shouldn't say it that way. I don't know if it has anything to do with his age, but he's ultimately he's down. You've got the receiver position has been hit in a big way 2 weeks into the season, and now you're sitting there going, okay, now how can the Texans get their numbers back to just a healthy rotation, just healthy depth? Like, forget about the fact that there's there's a chance that you could put yourself in a position where you've got to go wide open and throw the football to catch up or to get you get into a shootout or something like that. Let's just talk about getting through a football game with the depth that you absolutely need. The Texans are going to have a problem getting back to the point of five wide receivers on the roster, right? Obviously, Jordan Vesey comes up, but what does he bring to the table? Had a good training camp. But a good training camp doesn't always equate to a guy that can get out there and make plays on Sunday. Maybe it will, but who knows? Chris Moore is the one that I think that he comes up and he adds some immediate confidence, if you will, to the depth of the receiver position. But you're still one injury away from being back in a point where Andre Roberts has to play. So I think this is something the Texans signed up for, unfortunately. And it's something that they're going to have to deal with. We'll see how they address it.
And it's tough because you're dealing with your rookie quarterback making his first start on national TV as the lone game. So solutions-wise, what exactly would you do and do you think the Texans should do? Chris Moore is someone, obviously it seems like you have confidence in. But now you got Miller back. You'd add Chris Moore. What you bringing up, VC? You bringing up both?
I'm probably gonna bring up both of them, but here's the deal: you got Anthony Miller in the slot. You got Chris Conley at your X receiver, if you will, your boundary receiver, and you've got Brandon Cooks, who's off to a hell of a start. You've got a starting three right there when you want to go 11 personnel that you can really bank on. Now The problem is if any of them get fatigued, if any of them get banged up, then you're in a tough spot. I think Chris Moore is the guy. Four-year veteran. I think he was 4 years, 16 through 20 in Baltimore. You're talking about a guy that, just from being a veteran, he should have from Jump Street understood, which I think is why they kept him around. But he should have from Jump Street understood that, hey, man, the value in you being here is that you can back up all three positions, the boundary receiver, the slot receiver, and the field receiver. You know all the motions. You know all the shifts. You're a veteran. You understand, being available as depth at all three positions across the board is what's going to keep you in this league and give you an opportunity to play. And I think that's who he is. And so I don't know how high his ceiling is from a standpoint of getting out there and helping this team win ball games and producing in a big way, but I do think he is a guy that provides much needed depth, if you will.
I think you got to bring them both up at this point because Jordan VC, his body type can match or at least complement or be right there where Chris Conley is. So you have that natural thing there, and then Chris Moore, as you said, can play all of the positions, especially maybe fill in the slot with you when you have Miller out or switch Cooks out there and move him around. Yeah. So it feels like to me. God, this feels so mean. I feel like, and Lord knows I'm never mean. That's just not me. That's not how I'm built.
Hold
I'm
on,
a beautiful person.
Is this what we're going to try to sell now?
I am. I'm a beautiful person.
We get you out in public and you start acting boo-boo the fool.
But listen, you've got to avoid getting being Andre Roberts, if that makes it. You got to avoid him coming into the game. Like, to me, I hate to say this. I feel like if that was thrown to somebody else, I don't know. I think there would have been something more there, and that ball may not get picked off. Somebody who's more used to to being there in traffic and helping out the quarterback. You can't be Andre Roberts in this game.
The fact of the matter is, the fact of the matter is if, and this isn't a knock on Andre Roberts, it's just who the hell he is. Hell, it's what he said in his comments to the media is that, hey, I'm a returner, and if I get asked to play wide receiver, I'll do the best that I can. That doesn't give you a whole hell of a lot of confidence in his ability to play receiver. Doesn't sound like we got to see him. Right. And so what that is like is when Andre Roberts is on the field is it's like Davis Mills will be playing in the fourth quarter of a game, a regular season game, and you're playing with a bunch of guys that they don't care if you get hurt or not. And that's the kind of separation that you're going to get. That's the kind of route you're going to get. That's the kind of advantage that you're going to get out of Andre Roberts. And truth be told, when you're already handcuffed by a very young quarterback who needs to distribute the football accurately from the pocket, it would benefit him greatly to have receivers that can create separation, right? I mean, this is a game where it is absolutely paramount that the Texans receivers – in their routes and with their physical ability, create as much separation as they can, whether it's knowing where to settle in a zone or it's actually separating from man coverage. They've got to know how to do it. They've got to do it well to give the young quarterback as clean a sight lines as he possibly can. And when Andre Roberts is in the game, it's just, to be completely honest with you, it's impossible.
No, it is. And make sure you're staying tuned in. Your final chance today on a Ticket Tuesday. We've been giving away tickets to Texans Panthers all day, every hour, once an hour, two tickets once an hour since 6 a.m. This is the final chance coming up between 5:45 and the top of the hour, so make sure you stay tuned and listening. Is there any possibility for them to be able to pull off what they did with Danny Amendola? When they needed someone to fill the void a couple of weeks ago, they got Danny Amendola the week of week one, and he was able to play and played pretty well, caught a touchdown, caught a lot of balls, and was productive for them. Could they pull that off this week before Thursday? I would think
no, that seems close. No. Zero chance before Thursday. You know, maybe down the line.
Hamstring
injuries are big problems, right? I mean, they don't heal quick. It's hard to gauge like when a guy should come back and when he should and when it's too early. And if you do come back too early, you pop the hamstring the minute you open up your stride. Those things are issues that teams are used to, and coaching staffs and players are used to dealing with. But they are, you know, 3 weeks to a month is what we're talking about here. I think the Texans staff is, given where they're at in this rebuild and what their expectations are this year, I think they're really comfortable in just bringing up the guys from the practice squad that they know the offense right now.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, now you get more injuries coming up, or you lose one of your top two guys, Chris Conley and Brandon Cooks. Now you've got to bring guys in that are starting caliber.
Say that because I thought they were going to do that last time. I thought Chris Moore was going to come up the last time, but instead they went with Amendola. But to be fair, he's a veteran guy that's played in a similar system that.
Well, he's a better slot. I mean, he's a better slot. He's a more quarterback friendly receiver.
But he would pick this system up quickly, too, because he's had experience. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. The familiarity with the system, yes, is a big part of it. But if you just look at his knowledge of the game, the experience, his style, like I was talking about earlier about how you got to create separation. Like Danny Amendola's never been able to play this game without creating separation. Like that's the whole way that he's been able to make millions of dollars in the league. It's never been because he's bigger, more physical. It's never been because he can outrun anybody. It's always been about setting guys up in routes and understanding timing, spacing, separation, where to be, when to be there, those kind of things. And that is very, very quarterback friendly. And so that's why you sign a guy like that is, you could bring up VC or bring up a guy like Chris Moore, but they're not going to bring to the table the same things that a true blue through slot receiver that's never had the ability to win with speed or win with physical dominance. It's always been about setting receivers up, creating separation, or setting DBs up and creating separation. That's what you get with Danny Amendola. That's what you get with Anthony Miller, right? You can't expect that from Chris Moore or Jordan Vesey or anybody else you just stick in the slot. Right.
Yeah.
Now I'll say this. You could the plan could be to go Chris Moore outside, Chris Conley outside, and put Brandon Cooks in a slot. I would love to see Brandon Cooks in a slot. You're talking about a guy that understands setting up DBs and creating separation and sitting in zones. Now you're on to something. It wouldn't surprise me if that wasn't
the way they go.
Well, it would. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if Anthony Miller's arm acts up again, or for some reason they go down. It wouldn't surprise me if Cooks didn't move to the slot. You put one of the younger guys that you bring up off the practice squad, put him outside, make him stationary.
Like VC or something.
Yeah, make it as simple as you possibly can for him, and all of a sudden you put more of the workload on Brandon Cooks, which is scary because he's already carrying a big chunk of the workload.
I was going to say, would that take away from the things that Brandon Cooks has been able to do?
No, I think it would emphasize it, man. I think, you know, you take a guy like DeAndre Hopkins or a guy like Andre Johnson, and you take them away from where they really excel, which is outside and with smaller corners. Now, if you take them and you ask them to be inside, and all of a sudden they're moving more than they typically are. They're catching a different kind of defender than they typically do. It's not necessarily where they cut their teeth. Now you're taking them really out of their, not that they couldn't do it, but you're taking them out of their element, if you will. I think with Brandon Cooks, the more you get him in position to where you move him and you rely on him to beat pressures, you rely on him to be the quarterback's eyes versus blitzes, things of that nature, I think it actually enhances Brandon Cooks' ability. I think his skill set fits really, 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 really well in that slot position.
All right, Clint Sterner, run the show here with you, Tyler, producing this in a fun day we've had here throughout. Clint, the rest of the injury report comes out, and this is going to be, God, man, these injuries are popping up, man. These are players today that just did not participate in practice. Obviously, Danny Amendola, we know he's going to be out for some time. But also, Kamu Crozier-Hill, he didn't practice today at all with a knee. And you could argue him, if it wasn't for Justin Reed, he may have been the best defensive player they had. 9 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, forced fumble. He was fantastic, and a sack in the game. Terrence Mitchell, he has a concussion and concussion protocol, so there's a potential he's not ready by Thursday. And when you saw him walk off, I wouldn't be surprised if he has to miss a week, especially the game coming this close on Thursday. And then Justin Reed, he didn't practice either with the knee issue, and then Deshaun did non-injury related, obviously. But those three in particular for the game, especially, and we talked about the receivers, but, man, you start to look at Terrence Mitchell, and you start to look at this cornerback situation, that becomes really concerning what you're putting out there, because, hell, man, Big Vern is your guy, is your best corner, I mean, and pretty easily.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, you're thin at corner as well. I mean, again, the Texans chose to put themselves in this position, though. I mean, it's, you know, they chose by how they decided to structure their roster. They, by doing it the way they did, they had a weakness in depth at the receiver position, right? By deciding to trade players the way that they did, they put the cornerback position in a tough spot. You trade Bradley Roby, which I'm not blaming them for it. I'm just saying that it's a product of their own decisions. They trade Bradley Roby. They trade Keon Crossan. And now they brought guys in and cut guys, and it's a turnstile over there. But when it's all said and done, they've done it by choice. Right now, they didn't choose for it to bite them in the ass so quickly, but they did it by choice.
They knew they were taking a chance with how they were structured.
Absolutely. On Tuesday when cut down came, they cut to 56 or 53.
53.
When they cut to 53, you knew that day sitting in that room, hey, you got a major potential problem at the receiver position. And then when you fast forward after trading Keon Crossan, you fast forward and all of a sudden you trade Bradley Roby, you sit in that meeting room as a staff and you go, guys, we're really thin at the corner position. And now you've got one of them injured 2 weeks into the season with a concussion. Who knows how severe that could be. You're really thin at that position. So the two spots where they're really thin, I think they did it to themselves. And now, by design, I'm not banging on them. I'm just saying that they knew what they were getting into. And so it's no surprise to anybody involved that they're there. Now you got to figure out a way to you got to find a way to put lipstick on that pig on Thursday night.
It looks like Tremont Smith's going to start. Him or Jim Moreland?
It's not Jim. Sure.
Little Jim Moreland.
It's not Jim. I'll go, and it's not little. I'll go Lil Jim. Little Jim or Jimmy. That's it.
Little Jim Moreland.
Nope.
Little Jim Marlin.
There's no T in there.
Little Jim Marlin.
Oh man, what are you doing?
Hold on, Joe.
For your kids,
cranked out the song. Yeah, Jimmy Marlin. Little Jim Moreland.
Jimmy Moreland, that's the key.
That's the feel for you, Jim Moreland. All right, coming up behind us, Texans, the players show with our guy, Cecil Shorts. Cecil Shorts, who should be tooting his own horn because he was so hardcore about Brandon Cooks. He kept saying, boy, Brandon Cooks, he said, give him, I believe the word Cecil said was give him his roses. He deserves to be, he is a number one receiver. I
you
didn't
wanna
see.
You want
to
crown it. His ass? Crown his ass.
I'm not ready to completely crown him, but I. No, but he's looked look, like he's looked the part so far.
No question. There's no doubt about it, man. Look, I was dead wrong on a couple of fronts here. Brandon Cooks has played much better than I expected in this situation.
Ain't online.
Yeah, I do. I do. Big
I do know what you're saying.
And
man.
Tim Kelly has called a much better offensive game 2 weeks in a row. That obviously benefits no one more than Brandon Cooks. I mean, that's the fact of the matter, man. He is dangerous when there's an offensive coordinator that's getting creative and using him as a decoy as well as getting him touches in the quick game, screen game, down the field. It's been fun to watch.
Fun show today. Congratulations to all of the inductees and the new class, the 2022 class. We'll be out here with them next year. Hopefully, I'll have them, Lord willing. Clyde Drexler. Roger Clemens and the great Cheryl Swoops is the latest class, so congratulations to all of them. Clint, great job. Tyler, I can't even hate on you today, baby. Great job with all the moving parts. We lost internet. We couldn't see each other for a while there, but you hooked it up. And
hey, we done figured out. It used to be they'd say last call and quit serving drinks.
They just cut that
you
want to
know how to get somebody out of the building in 2021?
Kill
that Wi-Fi. They'll get up out of here quick, boy.
Yeah. Dog, we met Craig Biggio and you didn't. I'm Ron, the show, Clint Sterner, Tyler. We are out. Seems
impossible to fail. Me and Coors Light and jump off in this pool.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.